I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. You're a winner already because you are tuned into the show where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you expected has yet to arrive. On top of all that, a huge dose of personal initiative, that go-getterness that moves you to go make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. All of this combined is what we call the Work on Your Game podcast. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and today's topic is about the process, the steps that you got to go through to get from where you are to where you're going, or where you were to where you are headed. Respecting and trusting the process. That's today's topic. This is a topic that some people may say, well, that sounds kind of boring, respecting and trusting the process. And you know what? You're right. It is boring. Respecting and trusting the process is boring. Going through a set of systematic steps to get from where you start to where you end is boring. Success sometimes is extremely boring. And that's the exact reason why many people don't get it, because they're not willing to deal with the boredom. They're not willing to deal with the monotony. They're not willing to deal with doing the same thing over and over. They're not willing to deal with the lather, rinse, repeat, which has been a full episode of this podcast. You can see the full archive at DreAllDay.com/podcast, going all the way back to episode one. So if you missed anything, that's where you go to catch everything. Respecting and trusting the process. The reason I thought of this, me being a former professional basketball player, I was watching some basketball on TV. I think I was looking at highlights, actually. My hometown team, the Philadelphia 76ers. That's where I was born and raised. I live in Miami, Florida. But they've been killing it with their young players years after going through what was known as the process. Capital letters, the process they were going through. What the Sixers did, for those of you who are not that familiar with basketball, understand, I'm going to help you understand why it was called the process. Sixers didn't have a very good team. They didn't have any superstar players to build around, because in the NBA, it's a known truth that if your team is going to compete for a championship, your team needs to be built around some type of cornerstone player, some players who are really good, who you can put other players around, who will complement that player, and hopefully that player can lift you to a championship. You can look at, for example, a guy like Stephen Curry, a Kevin Durant, a Russell Westbrook, a Dwayne Wade in his younger days, Allen Iverson was that type of guy, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, LeBron James. These are franchise players is what they called them. The Sixers looked at their roster at one point, maybe 5-6 years ago, and realized, hey, we don't have a franchise player. The problem was, though, as the Sixers saw it, if we continue to compete, we have 82 games we got to play every season. We send a team out there every game, and they compete, and they're coached, and these guys are professionals. They're getting paid, so they're going to try. They're going to play hard. If we compete, we may win so many games that when it comes to the NBA draft, which is when each team gets to choose from the new talent pool, these new players who want to enter the league, whether they're from high school, college, or international, we won't have the highest pick. See, the number one pick in the NBA draft, it goes by a lottery system, but the team with the highest odds of getting the top picks are the teams with the worst record. So it works in reverse. So the team that wins the championship in the NBA, they get the last pick in the draft. And the team that has the worst record in the league, if the lottery system is perfect, meaning they end up getting that number one pick, they would get the number one pick. They have the highest probability of getting that pick, since it goes by what the NBA calls the lottery. So the Sixers figured, okay, what we need to do is we need to lose as many games as possible. The Sixers' whole plan was to lose as much as possible, strategic losing, so that we have the highest probability of getting the top picks in the draft for several years in a row. And then after several years of doing this whole thing, that they called it tanking, which is basically, instead of trying to win, winning, they called it tanking, meaning we're going in the tank on purpose. They didn't do it on accident, did it on purpose. So they'll say, this year we're terrible, we'll get a high draft pick. Next year we'll be terrible, we'll get another high draft pick. Then the next year. So then we'll have all these high draft picks. Out of all these times that we do this, one of these guys has to be a franchise player. One of them is going to be a LeBron or a Steph Curry or a Kevin Durant or an Allen Iverson if we keep doing it over and over again. This whole thing was engineered by this guy named Sam Hinkie, and he called it. He actually labeled it The Process, and he basically sold it to the fans. He branded it The Process and sold it to the fans. Listen, we got to trust the process. This is the way that we're going to become good, and the fans couldn't complain. After he explained everything I explained to you, he told him, look, this is what we're going to do. We just trust the process that we're going through. We're going to get some cornerstone players, and eventually we're going to be a good team. But we got to get these cornerstone players. We're not going to attract them as free agents. People don't just come to Philadelphia as a free agent. They go to L.A. or Miami or one of those sexy destinations, and Philadelphia just wasn't that. So we got to get these guys through the draft. That's how we get a great player in our city, is through the draft. It's not going to be because they just came to the big city and bright lights of Philadelphia. It just wasn't working that way. And calling it The Process, none of the fans in Philadelphia could complain. None of the Sixers fans could complain about the Sixers not having a good team, because everyone knew it was like the worst kept secret in the league. The Sixers are strategically losing. We call this The Process. We're going to get a draft pick and then get another and another. And over the course of, I believe it was 5 years, they got five pretty good guys. They got Nerlens Noel. They got Jahlil Okafor. They got Ben Simmons. They got Markel Fultz. And they got Joel Embiid. Though all five of those guys were drafted in the top, I believe they were all top three picks. So The Process actually, the system of The Process actually worked. All right, everyone continue to bear with me here as I explain this. The system of The Process worked, because the whole system was, we want to get one of the top draft picks every year. They did that. 5 years in a row, they had one of the top draft picks. But you also know that not everybody who gets picked at the top of the draft ends up being a superstar player. Nerlens Noel is no longer on the team. Markel Fultz is injured right now, at least as of the day that I'm recording this. Jahlil Okafor is probably going to get shipped out of Philadelphia. He's not even playing anymore. He doesn't get in the games anymore, not because he's a terrible player, but Sixers just don't have a need for him in their current system. Oh, the Sixers also got a guy named Dario Saric. So these are all the high draft picks that the Sixers got in this process. And Dario Saric is in the rotation. He's a starter. He plays. Ben Simmons is looking like a superstar his rookie year in the league. Joel Embiid had a couple years of injuries, but he's finally healthy and playing now, and he's a damn all-star. So the process actually worked. The Sixers are now winning basketball games. They look like they might actually be good. If the season ended today, I believe the Sixers would actually be in the playoffs, which is amazing, because they did this all through this whole process of tanking, which they call The Process, which made me talk about this episode, trusting the process. And that was the hashtag the whole time, as the Sixers are losing all these years, was trust the process. And you got to think, it sounds simple as I explained it, right? Just keep losing, get a good pick, keep losing, get a good pick, keep losing, get a good pick, put everything together. Eventually you have a good team. It sounds like something that anybody would do, right? But when you realize that it took 4, 5, 6 years to go through this, seasons, real seasons where you're paying players real money, you have fans coming to real games, and you're getting your ass kicked up and down the court season after season, is not as easy as it sounds. I explained the whole thing in 3 minutes. It took 4, 5, 6 years. So that's why we're talking about respecting and trusting the process today. And let's get into the points of today's topics. Number one, what you need to do is the same thing the Philadelphia 76ers did. And the ironic thing about this whole thing with the process with the Sixers that I was explaining is Sam Hinkie got fired. He's the one who engineered the process. He was the brain of the whole situation. And as soon as the Sixers were about to turn the corner, this is the year they were finally good. This season right here that we're in, 2017-18 season, the Sixers finally became good. Sam Hinkie got fired before this season began. So he didn't even get to stay around to see his flowers bloom, even though he's the one who came up with the whole thing. So sometimes life just ain't fair. And I talked about that in a previous episode a couple days ago. This is what your first point is. First thing you must do to respect and trust your own process is the same thing that Sam Hinkie did with the Philadelphia 76ers, which is this. Work backwards from the outcome you want and then make your plan so you know what you're doing and why you're doing it. Sam Hinkie's goal was, he said, okay, if we're going to become a good team, he looked around at the NBA and he asked himself, okay, who are the best teams? Who are the teams who are always competing for championships? You got a team like the San Antonio Spurs. Who do they have? Tim Duncan, who they drafted. Kawhi Leonard, another guy they got on draft day in the draft day trade. The Golden State Warriors, they have Stephen Curry from the draft. Kevin Durant, he signed there as a free agent, but only because the Warriors were already pretty damn good. That's why he signed there. You look at a team like the Lakers from a previous generation. Shaquille O'Neal came as a free agent because it's L.A. Kobe Bryant forced a trade there because it's L.A. These are places that a free agent would want to go. A team like the Dallas Mavericks have won a championship. They had Dirk Nowitzki. He was through the draft. Miami Heat, Dwayne Wade, they drafted him. LeBron James came there as a free agent because it's Miami. And it was a guy named Dwayne Wade already on the team. The Cleveland Cavs, when they had LeBron, they drafted this guy. So all the teams who were winning, the best teams out there, were all teams who had drafted a really good player, or they were a destination that people just wanted to go to. And there are only a couple of those in the league. We would say New York, LA, and Miami, I would say, are the three top quote-unquote destination places. Anywhere else the free agents are signing, it's often because there's another good player already there who was what? Drafted. The reason Kevin Durant was okay with going to San Francisco to play for the Golden State Warriors because they had guys like Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Steph Curry. All three guys were drafted. They drafted those guys. So Sam Hinkie said, okay, the outcome is we want to be a contending team. We looked at all the contending teams. All of them have one thing in common is that they have some really good players who they got through the draft. High draft picks. So what do we need to do to get high draft picks? Well, we need to have a bad record. How do we have a bad record when we're going out and playing games? We're going to get maybe the lowest budget players we can get. We're going to let them go out there and play and compete, but they're probably not going to win because they're not that talented. We're going to lose in this strategic way, and then we're going to get high draft picks. So he knew what his outcome was. That's what you need to do. What is your outcome? What do you want? And you got to be clear on what that is. It can't just be this vague thing like, I want to be good at basketball. I want to make a lot of money. You got to be clear on exactly what it is. And from there, work backwards. Okay, so for us to have a contending team, we want to have a contending team. Contending teams have players who they got who are great through the draft. Okay, how do we get great players in the draft? We probably need to have one of the top picks in the draft so we can have the biggest choice amongst the talent pool. Okay, to get one of the top picks, that means we have to have a bad team. That means we have to lose. So they worked backwards, and then they made their plan. This is what we need to do. They worked all the way backwards so they got to what? What can we do right now? What is the first thing we can do at this exact moment? So we're not just talking about it, but we can actually do it. They deconstructed every single step of their process. That's what you need to do in trusting your process. Get clear on your outcome first and then work backwards. What do I need to do to make that happen? For that to happen, what needs to happen? For that to happen, what needs to happen? And deconstruct it all the way back to where you are now so that you know the very first step you can take. Number two. And today's topic is respecting and trusting the process. Modify the process if you must. There may be a point where you need to modify the process. Maybe things aren't going according to plan exactly as you thought they would. Maybe you need to call an audible at some point. Maybe something happens where you're like, man, maybe we can actually be good kind of right now. Maybe we don't have to keep losing. Maybe they would have drafted a Shaquille O'Neal or would have drafted a LeBron James or a Kevin Durant who was just so good by themselves that the team actually started to compete just because that one guy was on the team. Maybe then they could have made some changes. Maybe they would have said, okay, maybe we'll trade this draft pick for a veteran established player to come play with this superstar and they'll be happy to come here because we got the superstar that we drafted last year. You may have to modify your plan at some point. It may not work exactly as you planned it out. Actually, let me change that. Let me modify that. It will not work exactly as you planned it out. The Sixers' whole plan in the process was we're going to get a great player every year in the draft. Not every player that they drafted turned out to be great. Okafor didn't turn out to be a franchise cornerstone guy. Let's say that. Nerlens Noel was not a franchise cornerstone. Out of five or six guys, that they drafted in this process thing. Between you got Saric, who's a solid rotation guy. Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons are possible superstars. And the other three guys are question marks. Nerlens Noel is no longer on the team. He's with the Dallas Mavericks. Okafor is about to not be on the team. And Markelle Fultz, it's his rookie year, but he's had some injuries. He hasn't been healthy yet. So he's a big question mark. So out of six guys they drafted, they got two potential superstars, which is actually a pretty good take on six draft picks, because the whole draft is an inexact science. I'm telling you all that to tell you this. Modify the plan if you must. When you modify, be able to justify to yourself, as if you were talking to your board of directors or you're talking to your shareholders, people who basically could tell you, hey, that doesn't make sense. You need to do something different there, or could kind of vote you out or get you out of your spot if you're not doing the right thing. So don't just do things off an emotional whim. You got to be able to answer the question or fill in the blank. I'm doing this because. And if you can't answer that with something that makes sense, don't modify your plan. So don't modify it just because you got mad in the moment. See, players say to me, oh, Dre, I want to play in the NBA. But then they try out for their high school team in ninth grade and get cut. And then they say, well, I think I just want to quit basketball. Don't modify the plan because of your emotions. Modify the plan if it makes sense. So they could say, even if you do get cut, you still want to go to the NBA. Okay, I think what I worked on this past summer, maybe from what I noticed in tryouts, the thing that kept hurting me in tryouts, I didn't spend much time working on that this past summer. Maybe I'll start focusing on that now, so that's not a weakness next time. And then I'll plug in all the gaps around it. So modify if you must, so you can fill in that blank. I'm doing this because. And it needs to be a logical, something that makes sense, that fills in that blank. Point number three. And today's topic is respecting and trusting the process. Number three, when you get to the end of the process, when you know you're at the end, stop. The Philadelphia 76ers, when they realized, they said, okay, Joel Embiid is going to play. They knew how good he was, as he played a few games the year before, but not that many. But he played enough that everyone could see the glimpses, like, this guy's a damn star if he plays an entire season and stays healthy. They had Ben Simmons, who had played in the preseason and showed how damn good he was, and he was healthy. They said, okay, we don't need to keep losing on purpose. Now this year, we're ready to actually win games. They put these guys out on the court. The Sixers are actually winning some games and look like they may be a playoff team if everyone stays healthy. Then they went out and signed a guy like a J.J. Redick, who, if you don't watch basketball, you don't know him. But he's a solid veteran player who will help these young guys compete, help these young guys get better. They signed some veteran guys who can be kind of like a locker room presence on the team. They might not play much in the games, but because of their attitude, the positive veteran professional attitude, I talked about this a few episodes ago, that attitude allows them to be, makes them assets. Even though they may not physically have it anymore, their attitude is the asset that gets them a job. Those guys can mentor these young guys and show them how to be true professionals, make sure they don't do anything crazy. Okay, now we can kind of put it into the process. Now it's time to actually compete and win some games. You understand? When you get to the end, the Sixers realize, okay, we're at the end of the process, now we can stop. And maybe that may be why the team's ownership fired Sam Hinkie, because they used him for what he was worth, which was the process, and then they got rid of him because they're no longer in the process. And you could say that that's mean, you could say it's nasty, maybe it's unfair. Life ain't supposed to be fair. I talked about that a couple episodes ago. Understand that a process, people, when you go through a process, it is a means to an end. It is not the end in itself. If the Sixers were still in the process 5 years from now, still losing strategically, quote unquote strategically, and getting high draft picks, but they hadn't yet started to compete, eventually someone would say, okay, when does this process actually end? What's the outcome of the process? You guys should have had some good players after all this time. If you didn't, then some people need to get fired because y'all keep making some bad decisions. The Sixers realized that they were at the end of the process. The process was over because they got the cornerstone players that they needed. Now it's time to actually work with what we have and see what we can do with it. So you too, when you get to the end of your process, again, because you know what your outcome is, doesn't mean you just stop putting out effort. Doesn't mean you never do anything again. What it means is, okay, this process is done. What is my next goal? What's the process for that? Okay, so once you reach one goal or you know you're about to hit it, now start creating your next goal. What is the outcome and deconstruct it? Work backwards until you get to where you need to get to. That is how a process works. Know your outcome. When you get to it, it's over. Now create a new one. Okay, now get to that, create a new one. Get to that, create a new one. This is life. You're continuously setting and reaching for goals. Once you get to the goal, you set a new goal and deconstruct it from the beginning. Let's recap today's topic, which is respecting and trusting the process. Again, I got this idea. You know how I got the idea. I've been talking about it throughout this episode. The Philadelphia 76ers, my hometown basketball team, actually looking like a good team finally after all these years of the process. Number one, work backwards. Work backwards from the outcome you want and make your plan so that you know what you're doing and why you're doing it. Start with the goal and deconstruct every single step along the way working backwards. Number two, modify your plan if you must. And when you modify, if and when you modify, be able to justify to yourself as if you're talking to your board of directors or your shareholders or your boss. Hey, this is why we're doing this. I'm doing this because. This makes sense because. Don't just do it off an emotional whim when you're on an emotional high or at an emotional low because something didn't go right or something went great. Do it because it makes sense. This is, you got to think like a business person here, even if you aren't one right now. Number three. When you get to the end of your process, the outcome that you set at the beginning, when you map this whole thing out, when you get there, that means it's time to stop. It's time to create a new process, meaning get a new outcome and deconstruct from there back to the point you're at right now so you know the exact step you can take today. Not next week, not next year, but right now. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/GAME. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.